Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Metzler moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Koenig scores. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball four. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to second. It's 6-0, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Randy Moore. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil moves to third. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Krause moves to second. It's 6-1, Yankees. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. George Cox now pitching. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. Dugan moves to second. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari scores. Dugan moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kraus hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Clancy scores. It's 10-2, Yankees. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 10-3, Yankees. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pennock hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mann pinch hits for George Cox. Johnny Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Pennock covering. Safe. Krause moves to third. Mann moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Krause scores. Mann moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-4, Yankees. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Mann now playing third base. Charlie Barnaby now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Combs strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnaby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ruth bunts towards third. Mann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cecil moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.